funny to think what's different in a first-class hotel today versus 1886 when the Wolf Creek Tavern was first opened. Apparently in 1886, a first-class hotel had an outhouse handy to the back door. It's tempting to wonder what a second or third-class hotel would offer along those lines. Maybe a really large blackberry bush? Hi, my name is Finn J.D. John, and I'm reading a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day, or every weekday anyway, and of course if you're already subscribed to this podcast, you know that. If you'd like to know more about this little daily podcast, or about the newspaper column, or to subscribe, see us at offbeatoregon.com. Today's column ran in the newspapers on April 4th, 2010, under the headline, Wolf Creek Inn was writing retreat for Jack London. It was also a fishing retreat for Clark Gable and other Golden Age Hollywood notables. Here we go. There were times during Hollywood's Golden Age when Clark Gable simply couldn't be found anywhere. Studio executives would search frantically for the top-shelf star. Needing to talk to him about a project and facing a tight deadline, he'd be gone. In fact, he'd be fly fishing on the Umpqua River in Oregon, while staying at a small inn that today is the oldest continually operating hotel in the state, the Wolf Creek Tavern. The tavern got its start in 1883 when pioneer Henry Smith built the Six-Bit House on the stagecoach road used for folks traveling the Oregon stagecoach line between Portland and Sacramento. 4 years later, he built a bigger inn right across the street, a quote, first-class hotel featuring 16 guest rooms, separate men's and ladies' parlors, and a nice dining room. There were no bathrooms. Each room came with a bowl and a pitcher of clean water, and a, quote, deluxe privy stood just outside the back door. The meaning of first class has, it seems, changed in the intervening years. So, too, has the meaning of tavern. This new place was called the Wolf Creek Tavern, but it served no alcohol. Today, the original six-bit house is gone. The stagecoach stopped running in 1887, the same year the tavern was built, because a railroad link to Sacramento made it obsolete. But Highway 99 followed the same route, and the hotel business remained brisk. It got even brisker after word of the tavern's charms reached Hollywood. In addition to Gable, the inn's guest register includes the names of Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Orson Welles, and Carol Lombard. Other notables who have stayed there include Sinclair Lewis, then President Rutherford Hayes, and Jack London. London was a regular guest, staying with his wife in a tiny room over the front porch while he worked. He wrote a short story titled The End of the Story and put the finishing touches on the manuscript for Valley of the Moon while staying there. Nearby London Peak is named in his honor. Other guests left their mark on the tavern in a different way. Working cowboys needed a place to sleep while traveling through the area, but couldn't cough up the 6 bits, 75 cents, for a night's stay. So Smith let them sleep in the attic for a dime a night. But the attic wasn't fully floored. There was only a shelf of sorts around the perimeter, 2 or 3 boards wide. So to keep from rolling off this shelf and crashing through the board and batten ceiling onto some unsuspecting guest's room, the cowboys would jam their spurs into the rafters. The marks from these spurs, left 125 years ago, can still be seen up there. The tavern was a successful enterprise for most of its life. Its closest brush with disaster came after Interstate 5 took all the traffic off Highway 99 in the 1960s. Still, partly because it's just a few hundred yards off I-5, it managed to survive until 1975 when the Oregon Department of Parks and Rec bought it and started a complete, historically accurate renovation, completed in 1979. Since then, the Parks Department has operated it, either directly or through concessionaries, with an eye for historical accuracy. The rooms now have private bathrooms, but otherwise they're just like they were 100 years ago. There are no TVs, although there is Wi-Fi in the hotel. The restaurant is particularly nice, trimmed and decorated just as it was a century ago, and it enjoys a really good reputation. Two rooms in particular are not available to stay in, though. The huge room that movie stars used to stay in has been set up just like it was when Clark Gable was expected, right down to the whiskey decanters full of what looks like scotch, and roped off as a museum-like tableau. The same has been done with the closet-sized, very basic Jack London room, just a few steps down the hall. The contrast between them is striking, and if you happen to be a novelist, maybe a little depressing. You have been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on our website at offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered directly to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes. And also, if you're into history geekery, be sure to check out the Facebook and Twitter feeds as well. All my stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. If you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something at the Beanery, look me up. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.